I talked to the school board last night after the board meeting and told them that it's my intention to retire next June 30th, 2012.
Carol Como's relationship with the Anchorage School District began in 1974. While awaiting to renew her certification, allowing her to teach in Alaska, she took a job as a noon duty attendant and teacher's aide at Ocean View Elementary. The next year, she became a teacher at the school and began a series of positions that 10 years ago led to the superintendent's office.
I have loved this job. I care deeply about the Anchorage School District.
Como, who is 69, said the separation from the district would not necessarily be easy, but the time had come for a new focus.
This is my 37th year in the district, and so this is kind of like my family. So I am emotional, but I'm really actually looking forward to the next chapter after a year. Being a grandmother and kind of really reconnecting with my family.
Como said it had become increasingly difficult to balance being superintendent and a grandmother.
What I found this year especially has been that having to schedule visits to visit family, all of whom live outside, is always around school board schedule and assembly meetings and the legislative session. And so as we've gotten older, my husband and I have just decided, you know, we want to travel a little bit and want to have some family time.
Only Como and her husband of 48 years, Dennis, live in Alaska. Their children and grandchildren are divided between Washington State and Georgia. School Board President Gretchen Guess said Como's 12-month notice gives the board an advantage in its search for a successor.
This is going to allow the school board to have a very thoughtful process. We'll be starting that immediately, and we will announce the process going forward when we have resolved that and communicate that clearly to the public.
Como hopes, as does the board, that the selection will occur early enough to allow an extended transition time before her June exit. Como, who has stressed reaching out to the community during her superintendency, advises her successor to do the same.
Take the time to listen and learn and get out and about, not only in our schools and departments, but really get to know the community. And when I say community, there are many parts of this community that drive what Anchorage is, what the municipality of Anchorage is. So I think it's going to be important to learn and listen. Listen and learn, I guess I better say it that way. Listen and learn.
Besides noon monitor, teacher, and superintendent, Como has also served the district as a principal at three schools, an executive director of elementary schools, and an assistant superintendent of instruction. She says she's enjoyed all her district positions, but there were favorite memories.
Well, I loved my teaching career. I had a great 11 years at Ocean View in Spring Hill, and 1 year in Oregon right out of college. So I'd really loved teaching. I thoroughly enjoyed my time as an elementary principal. There's nothing quite like it when you're having a bad day. You just go down to the kindergarten class, and they love everybody. And the school-based positions, no question, those are where you get the best rewards because you're around students. And I went into education because I hope to make a difference for kids. So, and I think I am.
At her retirement announcement, Como paused to reflect beyond the school district to the community as a whole.
Investing in the public education system in Anchorage is one of the most important investments they can make if they really want to bring businesses in to the community to grow the economy further. Because
after her official announcement, Como was talking to some reporters. Asked what her family's reaction was, she said when she got to her office after telling the board, she had a late-night text message from one of her sons asking, "Did you really do it?" "I really did it," she sent back. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.